بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in his book pictures of what a believer is. You know, there are qualities of believers like in Surah Mu'minun and other surahs. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what a believer should look like. These are the characteristics, these are the traits of a believer. Okay. We all call ourselves believers and Muslims, alhamdulillah. We all have some of those. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's definition. And those traits or qualities have been put there for us to see if we possess those qualities, and if not, to develop those qualities. So today I'm going to talk about some of those qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the end of Surah Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by His glorification. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. Blessed be Allah, the one who has created the heavens and put in those heavens galaxies and constellations of stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about His creation. And has created in it a lamp, a light, the sun. And qamaram munira, a glowing moon which reflects reflected light. Okay, the words are different. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. He is the one who has created the night and day alternating, one after the other. For what? For the one who desires يَذَّكَّرَ, to think and remember and reflect. And he who desires to show gratitude, to do shukr. It's something to reflect on, that a person sees the day and the night. And he sees this is a creation, this is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? Day is coming, night is coming, day is coming, night is coming. What does it mean to you? To me it means, my life is coming to an end. Time is going. I have to think, I have to do something. You can also reflect in different ways, and we are asked to reflect on the Quran. Day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He says, for what? For you to go out and earn a living. And the night He created for you to rest. So I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given me another opportunity to earn a halal living. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me a night, now I can rest, I am tired. Light and day and night also represents what? Where you can see and where you cannot see. When you can see, it's like hidayah, like Allah has given you the nur of guidance. And there is also misguidance and darkness. So Allah has made me among those who are enlightened, who can see things, as opposed to those who are blind and wandering in the earth without guidance. There are so many ways you can look at that and reflect and think about it. And then when you feel all of those, then you become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after describing, these are for those who reflect and who show gratitude. And who once you show gratitude and you know what your life reality is, then you want to be a true abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do they aspire for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. You want to be, you think, you want to thank me, then be وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the true servants of Ar-Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses beautifully this name of His, Ar-Rahman. He could have said, وَعِبَادُ اللَّهِ, but He uses Ar-Rahman. And we will have to reflect on that also. Why He chose this word? Maybe there is some hints afterwards. That the true servants of Allah are those who walk on the earth, hauna, gently, with humility. How is this connected? Because they have just witnessed the heavens and the creation and the constellation of stars and the day and the night and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore they feel small. I am nothing. Why do I walk on this earth? Proudly, as if I own the place. So they become humble. They walk gently. Even the walking, how we talk, how we walk, tells us about our akhlaq. You know, people walk, and you hear them walking. Walk of a king, of a proud man, as opposed to somebody who comes and goes, nobody notices. So the quality of, number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, is that they go around, they have humility, they don't have kibr, they don't have arrogance. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when they encounter and address the jahil, the people who don't understand, who want to argue, who want to fight, who want to say abusive things, they don't lower themselves to the same level. They say, salam. They leave. They don't get into arguments. They don't fight. They don't curse back. They say peace. And they move on. They forgive. This is the quality of a believer. Next, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Okay, we are going to get quality, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of how, what we do here, and our relationship with Him. Next one is our relationship with Him. That these are those whose nights are spent in front of their Lord, سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. In sajda and standing. What does this mean? The salah of tahajjud. It's what we talked about yesterday. One of those 10 points I gave you. Tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the picture of the believer, the true servant, is he's up for tahajjud. Even though it is not fard. Then why is he forgoing his sleep? Because his sleep runs away. You know, remember, when you're really in love, even with things of Allah's creation, out of the excitement sometimes, you have sleepless nights. So if you're truly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sleep disappears. Why? Because you want to spend more time with your beloved. Sujjadan wa qiyama. So we have to incorporate tahajjud into our lives as best as we can, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. And when they are standing and in sajda, what are they saying? They are saying, O Lord, our Lord, protect us from Jahannam. Protect us from Jahannam, because nobody else can. And that's a reality. So they are weeping in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud, Ya Allah, save me. I can't do anything, you save me. إِنَّهَا سَاعَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمَقَامًا. Indeed, that is a terrible place to live, and a terrible maqam, a station. That I don't want to be there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the next quality of them? وَإِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يَقْتُرُوا لَمْ يَقْتُرُوا إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are those who, when they spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now talking about doing things here. When they spend of their wealth, they are not excessive that give everything away. There's nothing left now, we are asking. Neither are they stingy that they hold it back. But like the rest of our deen, they take a middle course, moderate. Okay? Neither this extreme nor this extreme. Our deen is not of extremism in every aspect. This is a deen of moderation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three major sins. He says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And they are not. Now those were qualities. Now he's saying they don't do certain things. Number one, they don't commit shirk. They don't call on anyone other than Allah. The biggest of all crimes, of all sins, they do not commit shirk. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's his right. Then the greatest of all violations against each other. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي. They do not kill. They don't take a life. We are not here to kill people. We are here to save people. They do not take a life except when it is just. Such as when it is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not at any other time. And that's not for somebody to decide, okay, I will do this. This is according to the Sharia. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about his right not to be associated with anyone with shirk, and the rights of everyone, that the blood of everyone, no matter what religion he belongs to, is sacred, especially that of the believer. And they do not destroy the structure of society, which is the family, by committing wala yaznoon, committing zina. They protect that which Allah has asked us to protect, which is they do not commit illicit sexual intercourse. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Who does this will meet the punishment that is appropriate for those things. And this means some of that punishment would be here. You will suffer the consequences here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And then that punishment would be doubled on the day of judgment. Punishment in the dunya, punishment in the akhirah. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And they would be entered into the jahannam disgraced. And today, if something bad comes out about ourselves, you feel ashamed. Imagine when everything and the major sins a person commits are exposed in front of all Bani Adam. And then that person is dragged into the hell. That is the ultimate of disgrace. But then, Ibadur Rahman, remember he said, the servants, the slaves of Ar-Rahman. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing, he says, after saying all of this, you've committed the biggest of crimes, including shirk. The biggest of violation of rights of people, killing them. And zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa, except. Even here his rahmah comes in. Illa man taba. Even after you have committed those, if you turn back to him in tawbah, wa amana, and you truly believe, your heart gets cleansed. The tahara of the qalb. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And you show that by your external actions, doing good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Now anyone else, you would say, Ya Allah, just forgive me. But Ar-Rahman, the superlative of the merciful, the ultimate of mercy, he doesn't say, I forgive them because they have done tawbah and they've brought iman. He says, I change their bad deeds into good deeds. I don't erase them. I don't make them zero. I bring them into the plus column. That's Ar-Rahman. Even after all of that. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies that further. That you want to know who a true ta'ib is, a true repentant? وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. The true one who is sincere is now going to be doing good deeds. He's not going to go back. And that's the one who has reached that state. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. That these are not people who bear false witnesses. These are not people who, when they see bad things going on, they hang around. They avoid those things. And when they hear vile talk, bad things, people saying things, marru kirama, in a nice way, gently, without anything, they move away. They move on. They leave that area. They don't hang around where Allah, where bad things are being talked, bad things are being done. The things of Allah's violation of what He is displeased with is going on, they go away. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. These are those who, when the ayat, when the verses of Allah are, they are reminded of those, they don't just act deaf and blind, as if they don't hear them. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and they are not just concerned about themselves. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, they are those who say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, they ask, Ya our Lord, grant us spouses, husbands and wives, and children. What kind? قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ. Those who are pleasing to see because they are obedient to you. Ya Allah, make our spouses, our children, those who would give us joy, give our hearts joy, not because of what they earn of the dunya, but what they earn of your pleasure. And then what does it say? وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us of the muttaqeen, people who are always conscious of Allah, imam, the true, this is not talking about leadership, the true examples of those who are muttaqeen. Means I'm doing dua for myself and for my family, that, O Allah, make us among the muttaqeen, make us leaders of the muttaqeen. So people, when they see taqwa. And let us be examples for our family and our spouses. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that for them, there are special places in Jannah. And then He qualifies it by saying, because of the sabr they used to do. Because all of this requires effort and persistence and sabr and the challenges that take us away from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are special stations in Jannah for people like this, for the sabr of obedience that they did in this dunya. So these are some of the qualities that we need to look at, that we need to develop. The tawbah is mentioned here. The tahajjud is mentioned here. The du'a is mentioned here. The avoidance of major sins and other things, rights of others are mentioned here. Again, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among His true ibad. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all that we have done that has been displeasing to Him, of major sins and minor sins, things that we know and that we don't even know that we committed, including forms of shirk that we have committed knowingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for that and protect us from the shirk that we commit unknowingly. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.